the relationship between the legislative and executive branches. Remember that the legislative branch is sometimes called the Parliament or the Congress. They make the laws. Legislative means legislation, laws. And executive branch is the president. Now, in a presidential government, okay, like we have in the United States, the president, it features a separation of powers between the executive and the legislative branches. We have a president of the United States and a Congress, executive and legislative. They're both separate. They're both equal, but they have their own responsibilities and their own power. That's a presidential government that we have in the United States. In a parliamentary government, which is most of the rest of the world, in a parliamentary government, the executive is made up of the prime minister or premier, and that officer's cabinet. So what happens in England as a parliamentary system, you'll vote for your local person to go to parliament. And then when parliament gets there, they elect the prime minister, which is the president. So it'd be like if we sent people to Congress and Congress elected the president, but we elect our president separate. In England, the parliament elects the president, or they call him a prime minister. So that's the difference between the legislative and executive branches. In some countries, like in a parliamentary system, they're combined. In a presidential system, the way we have in the United States, the president and the Congress are separate. They're not together.